For now more than 12 years, I have been practicing concepts shared with me during channeling sessions I was a part of, event that changed my life for the better. It allowed me and the people I've shared the concept with to improve their happiness, state of being and energy levels, but also choose better for ourselves and the people around us. You learn about self-growth, universal laws like karma, manifestations, mechanics like the principle of patterns, practicing spirituality in our daily life by properly blending spirituality and normal life, and so much more. My name is Igor Orlitsky, and I'm your host for the Unilight Me podcast. Let's begin. Today, I would like to explore the topic of walking the path of spirituality. In other words, how and what does it really mean to walk this path? So first of all, I believe that every single one of us, no matter if conscious or not, we do walk the spiritual path by the pure fact that we are spiritual beings. And this is the core understanding. Of course, that's the most basic line, let's say. And on top of this basic line, we have people who get lost in the ideas that they create on their own or that our society offers to them, and they let them in totally, or their ego starts to control them and influence their way of thinking too much. Also, different experiences and how they impact that person, and many more factors to influence our path. And it is really easy to forget that we are walking the path. It's easy to start to think that life is about getting money only, advancing, getting the most, and so on and so on, whatever goals you set, struggles that you create, interpretations that you put. And we are surrounded by it in the modern society. We are surrounded by this concept, by these people, by these ideas. And to walk the path, to really start to consciously walk the path of spirituality, which makes the whole difference, is to start realizing what's really happening, what sort of things influence you, what sort of matters influence your thinking, and what's your role in it, what you should do with all of that. That's a very good question. What you should do with the fact that you are surrounded with, like most of us, right? Maybe you are born somewhere in India, where the society actually supports walking the spiritual path a bit more. Maybe you are lucky enough to be part of, you know, Buddhism, and you are constantly exposed with many different constructive, positive concept about self-awareness and awakening. And that can help a lot on your path. But for majority of people that live in the West societies, we don't have that privilege. We are simply born into ideas of work, of corporations, of getting the most, the rat race, and just constant fighting to get as far as we can. But there are places to learn about how to awaken a bit more. And when you awaken to understandings of who you truly are, of what life is, it's typically not an instant transformation. You still need to work with all of your old beliefs that you had, and takes time, typically a lot of time, to remind yourself again and again and again in so many different angles, different ways, each time when you are impacted by your previous thoughts, you need to get this new idea and again remind yourself how it is actually different than you previously thought. And it is a tricky game because you need to actually reopen the boxes in a clever ways, each time a bit differently. And also, the stronger the beliefs you had, these ones will take more time and more perseverance to actually go through them on your path. It's an interesting subject, actually, that whenever your ideas come to you, you may start to realize when you look at them that their true purpose and their true nature is much different than what you first thought of them. So walking the path is full of challenges that you had created for yourself, but also the circumstantial events and influences that you had. And these challenges are part of life. And it is okay to sometimes not be able to face them instantly, not be able to release such concepts easily. It's okay to not do your best all the time. So what's important is that you get back on track. So once the first awakening happens and you realize your own nature as a spiritual being, you start to realize that's going to be work needs to be done. And walking the path consciously, walking the spiritual path, is actually having the courage, having the perseverance to make the choices every day towards the spiritual self, towards the spiritual path, a spiritual understanding about life, and do your best to actually look through the new thoughts, new beliefs, new perspectives that are aligned with it on life. And suddenly things that you might previously saw as challenging might seem totally different. So maybe you were angry at the circumstances that you have right now. Maybe you are angry that you are, let's say, not as rich as some people that you know or you see on the internet or whatever. And you struggle and you feel that, too bad that's not me, right? I am probably not good enough. I should be in that place, but I'm not good enough at this point. Maybe I will never get there, and so on and so on. This way you, first of all, do not accept the situation. You do not accept where you are right now with your life. And it's okay to desire abundance. It's okay to do your best to manifest abundance. But if you desire to walk the spiritual path consciously towards these goals, you do not struggle. You do not need to struggle constantly before you get there. You can actually appreciate what you have already have in your life. That's one thing that would be more spiritual. You can realize the nature of possession, which could be another step up, and that possessions are not everything. And actually, maybe you can let go of the idea that you need something to be happy, which is again another powerful idea. Accept where you are, focus on positive what you have, appreciate. There are many more ideas that I go deeply also in the Unilight Me book that I encourage you to check. But the idea is that spiritual path, conscious spiritual path, is about taking this constructive, positive, aligned with the universe and life ideas and applying them over and over again to grow your state of being, to be aligned more with how universe operates, and seeing that as a marvelous growth of yourself and the realization of who you truly are. And once you do that, it's really a powerful way of life. It's not easy. You will have two step forwards, one step back kind of situation. And that's okay. Accept that you are where you are from the perfect harmony. You are in a good place. Do what you need to do to get back on track and think long term. Long term, this is the way that wins. And not the fact that you have more or less possessions is the key factor here. This is a game we are meant to believe, but it's not the actual truth. Obviously, circumstances matter, but in a way that they can make your life easier or harder. But from the spiritual point of view, you do not know what sort of lessons are there on your path within the circumstances that you are given. You don't know that. Therefore, accept and learn and do your best in the circumstances given. Make the best choices you have and work with the perfect harmony. And I will speak about perfect harmony on a different episode to help you understand how to flow with the universe perfect harmony better. I believe it's a very big idea, perfect harmony, to understand and accept in order to just walk the spiritual path easier if you realize this concept. But in this episode, I would like to just encourage you to walk your conscious spiritual path, understand it, help other people whenever you can on their paths. Never force it, but guide them gently whenever you see an opportunity, whenever they ask for it. This is how we all grow. Thanks. Talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to our episode. If you enjoy what you hear, please go to unilight.me website and subscribe to the newsletter so I can inform you about all the important updates about the project. You can also search our close group on Facebook where we exchange thoughts with like-minded people. I wish you all the best on your spiritual journey and talk to you soon.